When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Cancel Me Now podcast. My name's Isaac Butterfield. I am joined each and every week by the great man, Bluey Nielsen. Bluey, what's going on?
Oh, mate, just fucking doing lines and banging nines, you know?
It's funny because you kind of look like me too.
Yeah, right.
So if you just
ginger, yeah.
Because we're both big, sexy redheads.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like you pulled your chair out to the buffet. Fucking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am not Isaac Butterfield. I am Bluey Nielsen. Butsy's elsewhere at the moment and it's getting close to his dinner time, so he told us to start this show without him.
Yeah,
so we're going to do
Bluey
it.
Bluey and Ben show.
I am joined by the great and powerful Ben McLennan.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, man.
Benny, local comedian and sex addict.
trying to get better at one. But
which one?
I care
more about one than the other.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got two kids, man. I don't give a shit about the other one now.
It's over.
Yeah, it is what it is. There's only like fucking three things you can really do anyway, isn't there? Like,
exactly. You can only be good at three things.
Occasionally you think you discovered a fourth and you're like, this is just that other one, I guess. Like, yeah, fucking.
Something's got to go.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, this is just number two inverted. Like fucking, yeah.
What's been happening?
Oh, mate, as little as I can get away with, eh? Fucking nothing exciting, eh? I don't know why I'm
here. How many kids you got?
Two.
Two.
Yeah, two.
Wouldn't leave a lot of time for fun.
Not hopefully, no. Now, my little girl started school fucking not too long ago. We sent her to like a Catholic school.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to fucking regret that decision, eh? Because like, she can't, like, I went to.
So you're going to say something terrible then?
No. I went to a Catholic school and I'm like, I'm not religious though. And I'm like, anyway.
You didn't get molested either?
No, not through like a trying though.
Wearing slutty little bike shorts. Yeah.
I was aggressive. I was backing into their knuckles constantly. Just fucking. Not through like a trying, but you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't meant for me.
Doing your best.
Yeah, I wasn't cut out for the Catholic Church. No, she's like, they started like, I don't remember him teaching religion so early because, like, the other day she came home and she's like, oh, just talking about God constantly, how he's in your heart and all this
shit. Damn, that's annoying.
Yeah, I had, like, a 45-minute conversation with her about God.
About him not being real.
No, I can't ruin that yet.
Just undermining the teachers immediately.
Oh, I wanted to, but I'm like, oh, yeah, no, he's heaps good, eh? Yeah.
He's heaps real.
Yeah, he's fucking, he's the man, but he's
nice.
But yeah, after 45 minutes, I was like, look, darling, I've got to stop talking about God. I can't do it no more. She's like, oh, righto. And I got up for like 20 minutes, went and did some shit, fucking come sat back down on the lounge. She goes, do you want to talk about God again? I'm like, no. It's not living with a fucking Jehovah Witness. It's like, you got a minute to talk about God? Like, no, fuck no. Like,
can I just you in our Lord and Saviour?
Yeah. Oh, fuck, man. Off. I thought it was a great idea sending her there because, like, fucking, I thought all the Catholic boys would be, like, more worried about playing defense than offense. So,
yeah.
You know, like, no one's going to try a hit on her. Like,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
They're all trying not to get fingered themselves.
Trying
so, you
not
know,
to get
like,
fucked.
Unless they're like me.
What's that? Are you family religious from Curry? I didn't think there was too many Catholics in Curry.
I'm Catholic, but
yeah,
very, like, air quotes. Fucking.
Yeah.
I don't even know the difference between.
I've heard
that
your comedy.
Like,
it's not.
Yeah, no.
It's rude.
Yeah.
You're a rude boy.
Yeah, fucking no. But no, I just sent her there because I'm like, oh, I reckon it'd be better than fucking public school. Like, my son, I wouldn't care if he went to public school because, like, he can. Yeah, if you've got a daughter, I want my son to fuck up. Like, fucking.
Public school is good for that.
Yeah, like, fucking run. I want him to run through all of them. But, like, fucking. My daughter,
man.
I was like, nah, send her there because fucking she won't. Yeah, like I said, the boys are just too busy trying not to get fingered themselves. They're not worried about fingering her. So
real pants, man.
Yeah. So, it's good, but I just can't fucking handle the God talk.
Yeah, it annoys me. My dad had like a midlife crisis and found God.
Oh no.
But it like, which was like fine. But then like.
As long as you keep it to yourself.
Literally. And like, we argue about everything. Like you watch your footy with your old man. You're just like, we're just fucking blue all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like he knows how it's going to upset me. So like, we'll go, we catch up for a feed every couple of weeks and like, we'll pull up and there'll be like, you know, a car, we'll get a, we'll jag a car spot near the restaurant or I'll like get a green light and I'm like, fucking oaf. And he'll go, thank the Lord. And I'll be like, like every time it's just like a fucking, I don't know why it annoys me so much because it, but I think he's doing it to fucking piss me off. And I'll be like,
no, it'd drive me insane.
Mate, we'll go get like a kebab or like something mediocre.
Yeah, all the issues in the world and, the, and God's and he, sitting up there going, oh, I better give Bluey this green light.
Fucking. I'm like, he's not, he didn't do that. Like, it's not, that's fucking.
Yeah, like, they're kind of like on a timer. Like, fucking.
It's automated, you fucking idiot. Like, yeah. It bothers me.
Did,
I don't know why.
We did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he gave us the power to do that.
Yeah. Fucking. Yeah, literally. Like, he'll be like, we'll have a kebab. And thank the Lord. I'm like, no, it was fucking Abdul. He's done a hell of a job.
Good job, Abdul. Thank Allah.
Oh, it annoys me. I don't know why. I don't know why the religion thing bothers me so much.
Oh, man. I don't know. It's just fucking.
Because we're sinners.
Yeah, probably. There's nothing good about, you know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get the fucking whole thing.
You been down the comedy club much lately?
Trying to, but yeah, because I've gone to the new format, I haven't been on for a bit. But also, my missus is like, trying to fix her work schedule up to get that night off. So
is that Tuesday night's open mic night?
Yeah. So
what's the new format? Talk to me about the new format.
So basically, like, so where before you it was as many people as they can turn up, and you get 4 minutes to start, and then as it drags on, you get three.
And you just write your name down on a bit.
You
of
write your name down on,
and first in best, first in first serve kind of thing.
Pretty much, yeah. So, but after like, I don't know, 11 acts or you know, something, you're down to 3 minutes and it's fuck doing 3 minutes, man. Like,
yeah,
it's pointless, especially if I'm driving from fucking Curry in the fucking town.
Yeah. I've only been up there twice and 4 minutes feels like forever. So three sounds like it's right up my alley. But I also live in fucking Adamstown too.
Yeah. So, like the problem was that they were getting like 25 cunts turning up and then you get a bunch of newbies or just drop kick fucking shit cunts.
Yeah.
And you get them in a row and it just starts to sink the night.
Yeah.
So now they're
curating it a bit.
Yeah, curating. So basically you sign up online, you put your name down. I think you probably get on probably once a fortnight at least at the moment. But I think that's 16-ish spots, something like that.
Okay. So they're shortening it right up.
Yeah, and everyone gets 5 minutes now.
Okay, cool.
So it's making
it more worthwhile of people's time.
Pretty much. And they can also kind of sit there and go, we'll put this guy who's a killer and then this fucking nobody and then, you know, we'll put another dude who's good behind him so you can kind of ride the wave a bit. Cause
probably, I think, yeah, it's probably not a bad – like it obviously sucks if you like want to be going every week, but probably not a bad idea if you're looking to make sure the people that are going are having a good night.
Yeah. It seems better for them. And also, like, if you do get on, it's like you're getting 5 minutes, whereas, it, you know, before you're driving in, you're turning up and then you're like what is it? It starts at fucking 7:30. I think doors open at 7.
Yeah.
I've got there at like 7:02 and gone 12th.
Yeah. I was going at 6:30.
Yeah.
Because I was like on the way home from work. I'd like quickly run in and like put my name down and then like fuck off.
Oh, because the chat's full of people being like, oh, can you put my name fucking here and here? And like, so you get there and you're just like, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah. It's probably not a bad idea. They're doing a really good job in there. They're
absolutely killing it, man.
Do you ever do the showcase, the Saturday night showcase?
Not as often as I'd like, but I get booked on them a bit. I haven't been booked since January, I think, but like at the same time, the guys.
It is only February, mate. Like, don't.
Oh, like early January, fucking. It's been probably at least a month.
Yeah.
Since I've done it, but like at the same time, the guys have got me some like fucking private gigs kind of thing. So I did one for like.
Really?
Yeah. So I did one for.
So people don't know this. Sorry, you opened for Butsy.
Yeah.
You opened for Butsy a few months ago.
Yeah, a couple
he
of times.
He said you fucking crushed it.
Yeah, yeah, it was fucking unreal. Yeah. At the
You're like, yeah, I did. Yeah. I fucking smashed it.
Yeah. I was at the Factory Theatre, and
it's a great little venue.
Yeah, I wasn't nervous about doing the stand up at all, but I was fucking shitting bricks about meeting him.
Yeah, so you're a big fan of Butsy's.
Massive.
So me and Gabe hate him.
Yeah,
it's gonna be cool to have someone on who's like pumped to see him.
I'm just unapologetically fucking. Yeah. It's got to the point where like fucking. Yeah, you see bad comments about him. Yeah. I turned into like one of those girls.
There's a
like,
few of those around at the moment.
Yeah, yeah. I just turned into one of those girls who's like in an abusive relationship and they're like trying to convince him, like, no, you just don't know him like I do. Yeah. You know, like fucking, I'm just that guy now. Yeah. It's like, you don't know, especially since I met him. I'm like, you don't know him like I do.
He's
like,
really nice.
He's such a good dude.
He doesn't really hit me. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's awesome. But yeah, so, like, Factory Theatre.
Yeah, so I remember going down there And I was fucking heaps nervous. And this was the heaps weird thing. I got there.
How did it come about? How did he end up? How did you end up opening for him?
I was talking to Lordy in the Discord.
Former producer Lordy. Shout out former producer Lordy.
Shout out Lordy. Lordy got me everything. And I was sending away a clip to Neil because I was trying to get on
Neil Kayakar.
Yeah, I was trying to get on Comedy Untamed.
Nice.
And I just happened to kind of be talking to Lordy as I was sending it. And I said, "Oh, do you want to see like a more recent set?" And he goes, "Yeah, no worries." So I flicked it through to him, and like an hour later, he goes, "Fucking, you want to open for Buttsy?" I'm like, "What?
How good's that?"
So I was
how
like,
pumped were you when you got that message?
Oh man, I was fucking. I didn't sleep well that night. Yeah. I was just like, "Oh my god!" But anyway,
that's so sick.
I remember getting down there, and I was running a bit late because I kept getting lost in fucking traffic and shit.
Yeah. Tried maps on your phone.
Yeah.
Give that a go next time.
Yeah, but fucking down in Sydney, it's like fucking turn left, and the left lane is like fucking right lane. I don't know. It's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got there and like there was a security guard on the main thing, and this was like heaps weird because I just walked up to him like, "Hey man, I'm opening for like Isaac Butterfield." And I'm like heaps nervous. So I'm like, it didn't sound convincing at all.
Yeah.
And this guy, he's just like, "Oh really? This guy's opening for us?" And I'm like, "Oh right."
Very unprofessional security guard.
And then he just walks me in. And he's like, "Oh, I fucking love this guy. I watch him when I go to bed every night." Fucking, I'm like, "Oh sweet."
My security guard was fantastic.
Yeah. So he walks me halfway, and then he goes, "Oh, just go up there, fucking this and that." And I'm like, "Oh right." So I'm walking up, and I went, "What if I wasn't opening for Buttsy?" Yeah. And he just fucking let me in.
But no credentials, nothing.
No. So anyway, I walked in and I was like, so I got told it was only going to be fucking Buttsy, JB and me.
Yep.
So I was like, "Oh yeah, no worries," kind of thing. Like still fucking heaps nervous. And I walked in and I saw like Tom and Frenchie. I'm like, "Oh, I love those guys as well."
Nice.
And then I hope he doesn't remember it because he came up to me and I couldn't talk. And he's like,
"Really? You're that
nervous?" Yeah. Oh man, I was so nervous to meet him.
That's awesome.
And he's like, "What's wrong, bro?" And I was like, I don't even remember what I said. And he's like, "Oh yeah," like, and everyone treated me like so nice. I was like, and Frenchie's like, "Oh, you're nervous?" I'm like, "No, I'm not about the stage. I'm about like meeting you guys." I was fucking shitting.
Don't look now, but he's here. He's
here. I'll get under the table.
Yeah. The big fella's arrived.
But yeah, no, it was unreal, man. Like I just,
that's great. How'd your set go?
Yeah, really fucking good. I was
crushed it.
Yeah.
Nice.
I remember fucking
what's the Factory Theatre, about 500?
I think about that. I think it was 4 or something that night. But I remember walking off stage and first I've still got like, cuz I hit an audio record and recorded me set audio. And the first person I saw when I walked down back was Frenchie. He's like, "Ah, oh, that was fucking sick, man." I'm like,
"That's nice." That'll give you a good good boost to stick at it.
Yeah, the cool thing was cuz like no one knew who the fuck I was. So like they all just thought I was like just an open mic comedian. Well, I didn't know I was like a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
So like Frenchie afterwards was like, "Oh man, we're like pretty worried about how, you know, you're gonna go," because, you know, we didn't know what the fuck you were. But the cool thing was, like, even though they had no idea who the fuck I was or, you know, how good I was,
boys still got around you.
They all just, like, it was like I'd known them forever. They just fucking talked to me like I was anybody else and fucking tried to include me in everything. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was unreal, man.
G'day, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey brother, how are you?
Late to his own podcast, the Buttsman.
G'day, how you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. What's happening?
Great to be here.
Welcome to the show.
Mate, I fucking sat in the dock. Why do they have appointment times?
What's the point?
What's the point of an appointment?
What's the deal with doctors?
That's the whole reason you have an appointment. So you turn up and you're there.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Hey Ben, how you doing, mate? I just wanted to, mate, say to you that I never thought that I should have had you on that show. It was a mistake. But,
I said, "How did it come about?"
Undoubtedly.
He said, Lordy.
Oh, I was listening in the car.
Yeah, he goes, "Lordy just got me in." I was like, "Lordy didn't do much research."
No, but nah. Lordy sent me Benny's. Ben's your name, isn't it?
Yeah.
it was a joke. Sent me Benny's show reel and I had a look. Now, Blue, you just checking you out there, you're not dirty in my chair, are you?
There's every chance, mate, yeah.
Fuck, they're 200-year-old French chairs.
Well, it's either this one or that one. It's going to get dirty.
That's fair enough. what's happening, gents?
Nothing. How are you, mate? This was weird. Bro. It was, you know what, I joked about it doing the start without you and then I got nervous.
Well, that's why I rang Gabe and I said, "Nah, start it. Start it without
me." Well, I knew, but I know why. Because it's close to dinner time.
Well, maths is on at 7:30, mate. Yeah. I got to see A Current Affair and getting pretty hungry, TBH.
Yeah. So I knew the later that we waited to start, the closer it gets to, the shorter the episode becomes.
All I had to do was go to the doctor's, get a script refilled, ended up waiting in the waiting room, and then the doctor's a really good bloke. Shout out to Peter McGeek.
Oh, Peter McGeek.
Great guy. And then we're talking for 30 minutes.
Yeah. And gas bag. And
he's such a good dude.
He's a lovely man.
Lovely man. So what have I missed? What's happened with you?
Well, we were just introducing the people to Benny.
Yeah, Benny McLennan. The next big thing.
Yeah. Obviously,
my BMI is out of control. That's fine. Yeah.
And then basically, all we sort of talked about was how Benny did his best to get molested while he was at Catholic school.
Oh.
And then opening for you, and then that's
the highlights of his life. Yeah.
Two of the best things that have ever happened to him.
Wow. There you go. So, it was cool to have Benny involved. And you were talking about when you had, when you turned up and you were freaking out.
He hoped you didn't remember because he was very, very nervous.
It was hilarious.
It was embarrassing.
I couldn't talk.
What a weird backstage that was, because we had JJ Muhammad, who was one of my mates who's big in the Pokemon game, and he brings all these Pokemon cards that are worth a couple of $1,000, and we all start opening them. And then Zuby, do you know Zuby?
No.
So Zuby is Gabe, if you can pull it up.
Pull it up, Gabo.
Zuby, world record holder in the deadlift. The women's deadlift. He's the world record. He identified as a woman for the lift.
Yep.
So good.
So
that's amazing.
Didn't you do it so you could be like, if you say I'm not, you're a bigot or something?
But basically, who are you to say that he's not identifying as a woman?
Yeah.
He broke the deadlift world record for women in the UK, and he's been all over the world. He's doing a lot of speaking at certain events, and he's been on Rogan's podcast.
Nice.
And he was there. He was in Sydney that night, and he messaged me. He said, "Oh, what are you doing?" I said, "Oh, I'm in Sydney." He goes, "Me too." I was like, "This is fucking." Because he's been on our show, back when it was the Butterfield.
In the early days,
the Butterfield. Fucking what was it
effect?
Called? Butterfield effect. That one. Thanks, Ben.
The Butterfield stroke.
Butterfield something.
I was like, I know this.
He was on, and usually at this point of the show, Gay would have had the clip pulled up, but he doesn't, so I'll just keep waffling
That's
on.
Right.
And he was there, so he came along to the show, and he seemed to have a good time, and he was hanging backstage. But he's a very he's a different sort of bit of gear to that guy, yeah, Zuby. So he broke the world deadlift record for
the women.
Oh, Gabe, straight in, straight out, back to the good screen. I like it.
That's all the Zuby we need.
So yeah, he came along, and he's a religious dude as well, and very
we're just talking about that too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's very sort of like he's a right wing character, and what does that really mean? But anyway, he's sort of not really into drinking and stuff like that.
Nice.
And everyone was backstage.
Or same sex marriages probably.
I don't know what his opinions on that are. I've never asked. I don't know if it's as far right as Matt Walsh, or if it's as far left as, you know, fucking...
That Matt Walsh one was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Because I was like, Matt Walsh is the guy who did that What is a Woman documentary. And I was so on board with that.
Yep.
And then he did Rogan. And like the first half of it, I was like, this dude fucking rules.
Yeah.
And then Rogan's like, yeah, so you're also against same-sex marriage. And he's like,
thanks, love.
Yep. And I was like... Oh, no, you suck.
Do you want a Pepsi? Yeah, they'll do.
Do you want a Pepsi,
Claire,
bro?
You're an angel. Thank you, Claire.
Gabo, do you want a...
Thank you, Claire.
I'm right.
Thanks,
Aunt.
Oh, my God, she's good.
She's good.
I know how to be a woman.
32 weeks.
What is a woman?
What is a woman?
That is a woman.
Thanks for this afternoon.
She's 32 weeks pregnant right now. She's huge.
Still cleaning.
She's a...
huge.
You are huge.
You're carrying a baby.
Don't worry, my belly's bigger. So.
Yeah. Compare.
Oh. Yeah. Compare the pair.
Compare the pair. Same age.
Same income. So Zuby was there, and a few other dudes were there. And in fact, JJ Muhammad brought his whole crew. So there was
he had like an entourage.
So he brought an entourage. I didn't have an entourage. Frenchie was there. Matt Reddy was there.
B-Mac was there.
Who else was there? Fucking
B-Mac.
Tom.
Frenchie's Tom. His wife. Tom,
he's offsider.
Tom Armstrong, and then there was one of Reddy's mates. They were on a pub crawl or a buck show or something. Nice. They were fucking blind. Reddy was blind.
Yeah. Very unprofessional.
I remember you had to cut him off.
He come and hugged me when he got there, and he stank like piss. I was like, it's 5 o'clock on a fucking Thursday, mate, and we're in the middle of Sydney. You don't even live here.
You're a long way from home.
You're a long way from home. And he just went on, and we had. Frenchie, Tom, to go on stage. Had you been on stage yet?
No, I was after Reddy.
You were just
it
about
Reddy,
to go on.
Me, Frenchie, Reddy, Tom, Frenchie.
Reddy, Ben, is it?
Yeah.
and then Tom and Frenchie. And Reds is just waffling on. And he was blind. And I've done that before. In Fremantle, I've said this on the show before, I had a double on stage, and then I had another double and another double. And because I was just drinking like I drink beer on stage, like I might have two or three beers in a show.
What do you say?
Over an hour. I've had, you know, six standard drinks or eight standard drinks. I was fucking blind. And I went on for like an hour and 45 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
I was just talking, just waffling. And I had this argument with this absolute tard in the front row who just started making noises at me. And so I was just making noises back. And they eventually got kicked out because I was like, this cunt is giving me nothing here. Like, no fun, heckles, nothing. He's just going, Anyway.
That's annoying.
It was, well, it's like, what do you do with it? Like,
yeah, do you do? There's only so many times you can call him a fucking idiot. And then I just said, right, get rid of him.
And it turns out he's actually retarded.
Yeah.
He was in a wheelchair, but that was after the show.
They tipped him out of that.
The carer had to go too.
Yeah.
Both years.
Yeah, NDIS, fuck off, bro. But yeah, Reds is waffling, and I eventually, because I know he's set, because he hasn't written a new joke. And
he did the same jokes at your wedding.
I know he literally has not. Like, I love him, and he's a professional. I'm not going to say what he does for a job. I think I've said it on the show before, but anyway,
probably.
On the show we had him on.
That would have been it. And he was just he went to go into another joke, and I knew his closer was going to come up, but then he went into another one, and after the punchline, I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, put it together for Matt Reddy."
Played him off.
I played him off, and Reds,
I don't even know where he went. We never saw him again.
I don't know. He went back and laid on the piss, but he walked off stage, and he was like, "Oh, you got me." And then Benny went out. Bugger. Benny had a good set. Tommy had a good set, and Frenchie had a good set. And nice. I obviously
crushed.
Yeah.
Obviously.
How about Louis never seen me perform live?
Really?
Other than the
Ocean View Hotel, Lazotte's, and
Maitland.
All the free gigs, actually.
Yeah. You'd never seen me at a big proper show.
Nah. Well, the only opportunity I had was when you did the Civic, like mid last year or late last year.
Yeah.
And I'd just come back from a Bucks. It was the weekend I was vaping. And I was another Bucks.
Too many bucks, man.
Mate, I was on a Bucks on the weekend.
I know.
I'm fucking sick of it.
Too many bucks. How was your Bucks show on the weekend?
It was good. I cut it back. It was a two-day one. But I said, boys, I'm fucking sick of these things. I'm coming for one day.
Yep.
And I'm coming for the second day when everyone's running out of steam.
Yep.
So I rocked in on the Saturday mornings. Only a Sydney affair too.
I saw a photo on a boat.
Yeah, it was a boat. It was a harbour cruise.
So the person, we won't name names, but the person having the wedding, I noticed that there's boat cruises going on. The wedding is in Hawaii.
Yes.
Has this bloke got too much cash? What's going on?
I mean, yeah, but his mates don't. All us fucking plebs. So, yeah, Buck Show, Sydney Buck Show, boat cruise, penthouses, the works.
Wow.
Jesus.
Maui wedding. Look, it's six grand. Airfares and accommodation is like everyone's having a shell at about $6,000.
I can only imagine what they're paying per head though.
Oh my, I don't give a fuck what I'm paying per head, mate.
Man, my wedding was $158 or $168 per head.
It was nice too.
And I was just thinking about this the other day because I'm working on a project it's a book. I'm writing a book. I don't know if anyone knows that.
I thought you were going to say you're becoming like a celebrant or something.
No, I don't know. Have I mentioned that I'm writing a
to
book?
To me, off mic, you have?
Here's the
yeah,
first.
You keep vaguely alluding to
okay,
it.
Well, I'm writing a book.
So, he hasn't written it yet.
Should be out by the end of the year. It's a tale of two sexy men.
Memoirs of a butt.
Memoirs of a man. Anyway, so I'm working on that and we're talking
that's
about-
That's very exciting.
Talking about the wedding and I was thinking back and I was like, no matter how hard you try at your wedding, there will be someone when you walk down the aisle and you look at them and you go, who the fuck are you?
100%, bro.
Who are you?
Probably someone you're related to.
Yeah. Well, there was this, I remember at my wedding, there was this, which is even a weird thing to say at my wedding.
Like, Benny's married. You're married too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm married.
Is that a weird thing for you to say when you say, oh, my wedding? It just makes you feel too grown up.
I don't know. I never really thought about
it. How old are you, Benny?
34.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty fucking old.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I'm only a young rooster. I'm still in my 20s, like Gabe.
When did you get married? How old were you?
Hey, Gabe.
Yeah, a couple young bucks.
2020 we got married. What does that mean? I don't know, fucking 32 or something?
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
Probably just before I was 32. Mm. You'd be ex-blue.
Yeah, I mean, probably not, but fuck.
We got married during COVID, so it was like heaps easy to cut the list down because like you can have 19 people. I'm like, well, fuck.
I had a few mates that did that. Oh, really? They're like, oh, we could wait till it's over so you can have everyone. They're like, no, I'm good. Yeah. I've made some cuts. Like, it's fine.
So 19. We pushed it back once and then we're like, nah, we're fucking.
Yeah. Is that the limit, 19?
So we could have whatever we wanted at the ceremony.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know, we don't have that many, not that many people who like us, so it was like fucking 40 or something.
I can relate.
Yeah. And then, yeah, for the actual fucking, what do you do after? Fucking reception. Yeah, they just fucking, when you can have 19, you can put fucking two tables down each side. And but you could, it was close enough people could like talk across and that. But yeah, it was pretty cool because we didn't have to have a fucking first dance or anything. So that was
a strange time. It's a strange time to get married. And even like the whole COVID thing, like people are still doing restrictions and stuff like that. Did you see the lady?
Did you throw
shaggers at me?
I did.
Yeah, bruh.
Rock on, brother.
Fuck yeah. There was a lady last week in the paper and she has been refused a heart transplant because she hasn't had the vaccine.
Good.
That's your stance.
Good. Nice. Let her die.
Yep. And that's what we do on this show. We look at the hard questions and we come up with an answer. And
simple answer, mate.
Bluey said let her die, so she's
dead.
It was just
it's crazy.
It was just the measles vaccine. It wasn't the COVID one.
Melbourne mum denied a heart transplant after not getting the COVID-19 vaccine, and she said she's not a anti-vaxxer. She's concerned about myocarditis and pericarditis, and just me mentioning those words means that on Spotify, when you listen to this, there'll be a nice blue label.
There'll
be a little warning underneath saying, if you want the proper information, head to the CDC.
To be fair, if anyone wants proper information, this is not the podcast for it.
I want you to delete your Spotify account now if you're trying to find fucking... But look at this poor woman. Right, look at her. Like,
she needs a fucking nose transplant too.
Bit of rhinoplasty.
There's a great Seinfeld quote when George is dating a woman with a big nose. And she's, I can't remember what she's talking about. I only saw it the other night. And Claire knows all of the fucking quotes from Seinfeld.
Yeah, nice.
And we're watching at the moment Everybody Loves Raymond for the fourth time.
So good.
Great show. A really underrated show. And Kramer walks in and he's like, you're just as beautiful as everybody else. You just need a nose job.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, the woman who wanted a heart transplant to live so she could live with her beautiful children for the rest of their days, Bluey has decreed that she should die, but first she should get a nose job.
Yeah.
My mum's like,
so is she dead? It hasn't unfolded yet?
Hasn't unfolded. I actually made a video on it today. I sent it to you today.
Yeah. To be continued.
My mum's like a mad anti-vaxxer and she's like, oh, if you had the vaccine, you're going to get a heart attack. I'm like, that could be on the cards anyway, mum. I don't think I can fucking blame it on the vaccine. They're going to be like, this BMI is fucking 80.
That was like when Shane Warne died and R.I.P.
R.I.P. the king.
But yeah, when he died, everyone was like, it must have been the vaccine. It's like, okay, the cunt's been smoking fucking four packs a day.
Hammering the piss.
But he, like, I remember my earliest memories of him was...
I'd say some Viagra too.
All of the Viagra and everything else in between. I remember him drinking Crown Lagers. You know Crown Lagers?
Yeah, he loved Crownies.
Like just drinking, smashing... There's photos of him smashing... Even when I was younger and they had the whole the drama when he had like a threesome with like... A couple of English chicks or something.
Yeah, the papers set him up. The tabloids set him up.
Did they?
Yeah, and they had like, they planted hidden cameras and then sent a couple of pros around to his hotel room. Of course the king's going to fucking take that bait.
Yeah.
It's the king.
He probably even saw the camera. He went,
He goes, is that a camera? Fuck it. Yeah, they got him. They did the same thing to Wayne Rooney too, the fucking
how
dogs. Can
you, how and, is that legal? Assange as well.
Yeah, Julian Assange.
Yeah, Warney and Assange in the same boat. Fucking.
Well, they both fought for our freedom.
Yeah,
one on the cricket pitch and one in
just in different ways. Yeah, it's crazy. Speaking of freedom, great segue. Top G, it's a setup. Andrew Tate.
Oh, is he? What's happened?
Well, I don't know specifically, but
look,
that's why we've got a producer.
He's not free, but there has been alleged victims' wiretaps where, like, there's been like written out what they were saying and pretty much they were scheming against him.
These fucking lying bitches.
Fuck, you pulled that up quick.
Yeah, we had it teed up. We did a bit of work before you got it.
We had time to kill.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
These fucking lying bitches.
Whoa.
Don't know why it's like that.
Big calls from Josh Bluey Nielsen who lives at
Free Top G.
Free the Top G for fuck's
sake. So what are we, this is from Emma Gabby.
Oh my God.
Oh, boo. Free the Tates. The alleged victims were wiretaps exposed, the setup and lies. Wow. This is from Tam Can. This is Tam.
Thanks, Tam.
Who can?
Tam can.
That's our new bio.
This is that should be that person. Can we start a petition? Just get Tam can. Hashtag free the Tam.
He's obviously a professional journo. That should be his like tagline.
Who can? Tam can. This is Disturbing. Okay. This is disturbing, and they should be locked up immediately and exposed. Free the brothers now.
Free Top G, baby.
So what are they suggesting? So it was a setup.
So they're in cahoots. The chicks who made the allegations are in cahoots.
Mate, every fucking chick is in cahoots.
Yeah. They should face jail time. Top G and fucking Tristan have been away for like 2 months now.
Mm.
And it shows because we got another photo. Can we yes. can we show the people the photo of...
Oh, not the...
No.
Oh.
Now I understand why Top G's been keeping it fucking Bic razor on top of his head. It looks like a drop chupa chup.
For those one that's been rolling around the car floor.
For those of you listening, Top G, Andrew Tate's hair has grown back. He was once bald.
Well, he was obviously getting that. He was getting that done every day to avoid every this day. Happening.
And it was the right choice.
Yeah. It's very thin. Like, I know mine is somewhat thinning.
Oh, no, this is...
His is anorexic.
This is insane.
He's just a small African child on top of his head. Yeah. Very, very thin.
There are Persian men with chest hair thicker than that.
Yeah. My chest hair is thicker than that. And that's saying something. Mine isn't very thick at all.
It's not good. It's not good.
Even the beard is woeful.
Look what they've done to Top G.
Top G.
Yeah. So hopefully he's out and these fucking bitches can go to Romanian prison.
So you're a big fan of Top G. What's...
I'm not really, but I just don't like blokes getting locked up for things they didn't do on fucking accusations of women who were lying.
I think Claire was saying the other day that Ryan Long, who's a comedian in New York who I met when I was over there, he had a thing about like guys having to agree with women about Andrew Tate. Like, do you like Andrew Tate? Like if you're on a first date and she goes, oh, do you like Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, no. Everything he says is disgusting. But in secret, they're like, fuck yeah.
Well, I think everyone's kind of on the same opinion. Like, some stuff he says is fucking retarded. And some stuff he says is, like, kind of spot on.
Yeah, some stuff
he says. And he's a millionaire with, like, Lamborghinis and stuff. So, you're like, I like that too. Like,
man, he is very smart how he's sort of taken a lot of young dudes and harnessed some anger and stuff. He's basically, like, a male version of, like, an angry feminist.
Yeah, kinda.
Like,
yeah.
He's done the exact same thing. Like he's harnessed the energy of angry young dudes and like they harness the energy of angry young women and turned it against the opposite sex. I mean, and it makes sense. Like it works with women. Why not do it with dudes? It makes complete sense.
And then it's funny because like they would make the argument like he's against women and then two women lie and get him put in jail. And then it comes out. It's like, what's that going to do? We're going to be more mad at him now.
It plays perfectly into his whole thing.
Yeah, 100%. And he was like, yeah, I'm getting set up. And then two women set him up. Maybe he set them up. Just to keep it going. Ooh. He's playing like 4D chess here.
Fucking oath.
Like Inception.
No, yeah. No one would do that to their head on purpose.
Well, I tell you, if anyone plays 4D chess, it's him. His dad was a chess champion.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. And he's black.
And he's completely black, too. Yeah. That's crazy.
I love that shit. I love it when someone turns out to be black and no one thinks they are black.
And they call them racist.
And they call them racist. But even then, you know what that is? It's internalized racism.
Mm.
If someone disagrees with the mainstream narrative on sexism, on racism, on Islamophobia, anything like that, it becomes internalized. So you're not correct. You're just internalizing the racism or the misogyny or the Islamophobia. You're internalizing it. It's not that you're correct. You can't possibly be correct. It's just that you are you're basically pushing the patriarchy or you're pushing whatever narrative you know what I'm fucking talking
narrative,
about.
Narrative, yeah. Bullshit. No, you're right, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't like throwing the word narrative around.
It's become very like cliche and lazy.
Yeah, it used to be a great word, like a real smart word, and now everyone's like...
Everyone says it.
Everyone's clued onto it.
Now chicks on like Instagram are like, yeah, so my narrative in the gym is that I really want to work these glutes until they fucking pop, all right? So, and now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's everywhere, the old narrative.
Narrative.
I'm writing a book. Did I tell you that?
Talking about narratives. You're going to be a published author.
I'm going to be a published author. It's going to be a fucking good book too. I'm halfway through it.
Nice. How much work goes into writing a book?
A bit.
I've only heard like Tom Segura wrote a book not long ago. And he was like, it's fucked. He said it's fucked.
I write every day anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm writing videos, so it's different. But I just find myself just in these sort of flow states where I've been getting up straight away, getting like, I know that like people like Andrew Huberman are like, you gotta get outside,
Bit of direct sunlight.
You get direct sunlight. You got to dip your balls in a cold plunge.
Yeah, but gonna test these cold.
Man, I just rip into some coffee and just start typing.
Everyone's different,
and it's that flow state. And Benny, like for you and Bluey, who are into stand up now, that's where jokes come from. That's where everything comes from. Yeah. It's just writing and it will come.
Benny was saying he's in a bit of a funk at the moment. What's, and I was like, you just fucking keep plowing on.
Oh, everything I write just sucks.
Yeah, mate, I've been doing it for fucking years.
This bloke's made a career out of it.
Money hire.
Yeah, but that's
like,
I need new shit, but yeah.
But that does.
You just
happen.
Keep plowing on. Just keep fucking writing, and something good will come.
Well, so, what are you doing at the moment? Are you doing like a new 5 minutes, or what's happening?
I'm preparing to do fucking half hour at Neath Hotel fucking next month. So
ooh, what date?
Fucking 25th of March.
25th of March, Neath Hotel. Headliner show?
Yeah.
Let's go, Benny. Plug that at the fucking top of the podcast, mate. What are you doing?
I'm a fucking idiot. I don't know.
Who else is doing a spot there?
So Brad's MCing, Brad Bishop.
Great fella.
And it's just basically a bunch of Newcastle comics.
Is there room for me? Can I open for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and then we'll get some people in there. Bluey, you do a spot?
I mean, I'm not going to. When 25th of March?
25th of March.
That's soon. I don't have time to write. I'm not going to commit to it, but maybe. Yeah, but you
could. I just want to sell it out for Benny.
I'll come. I'll definitely come. My presence isn't going to sell it out. It's yours.
Well, why don't we do like a Leno and Woodley thing?
Hey! It's something real. Puff through the penis, maybe. We'll work on it.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, fuck yeah, Benny. That's sick.
Yeah. Anyway, so let me know and we'll plug it on the podcast. We'll get some people there. Not that I'm saying you can't get people there. I'm just saying let's get a lot of people there. Not that I'm saying I could get a lot of people there. I'm just saying if I could, then let's do it.
It won't hurt. No. Yeah. If I can.
Probably help.
They got a good pie joint in Neath.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. I think Neath's just the pub and that's it.
Fuck, that's Matt. That's exciting.
Yeah,
that is mad.
Bring your boxing
exciting,
gloves.
But also, yeah, kind of shit myself.
You nervous?
The longest I've done is like 15 minutes. So I'm like, I think I've got enough material. It's just fucking putting it in order to be like, fucking, you know, and just actually doing the time on stage and being entertaining.
You'll kill it. You're very funny.
Yeah, you're very funny.
Are you going to go on stage with notes? Or like a set list?
I might do a set list or something.
I think definitely do a set list. I still do it now. And I, even though I'll do a show like 60 times throughout a year, I still do it on my 60th show because...
Yeah.
What plagues my mind is order.
Yeah.
Like I know that what should come next in a set, but if I fuck it up, it just swings in my mind and then I'll get off stage and I'll go, fuck, I didn't do that bit. No wonder it was 2 or 3 minutes shorter.
I've done that before.
Would you have it like like when bands have it on the ground in front of them? You have it where you can see it?
I have it on the table where my beer is.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And some people can see it and I'm like, I don't care.
Who cares?
You know who else does it? The Rolling Stones. They still do it after
Rogan
all
does
these
it.
Years.
Does he? Rogan said he writes out his set list. Like he sits and hand writes it before he goes on.
I don't know if he takes it out though.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. Probably
not. But I do and I refuse to make an apology for it. I know you want an apology and I refuse.
You did do an apology not too long ago.
That was not an apology. Everyone keeps saying that was an apology. It was in the SBS article, they said Butterfield's apology was... I said, it was not a fucking apology.
SBS should apologise for cancelling fucking... What was that softcore porn they used to play when we were in school?
French movies.
Yeah, no, there was another one. It was like softcore porn if you waited up late enough on SBS.
Oh,
anyway,
yeah, no,
they should apologise like for cancelling that. Yeah.
I saw, on the topic of Benny being a mad dog, we saw him jump into my defence. I know you talked about it earlier on.
Yeah,
but,
He was like in the comments. He's like, you guys just don't know him.
I saw that and I appreciate that.
You don't know him like I do.
You don't know him like I do.
You just got to get to know him.
And
he's a good guy, Dad.
Yeah, it's good of Benny to do that. I'll give you a backhander later, you little bitch. no, but it was interesting to see what did you think as someone who does know me as that the feedback of all that sort of cancellation side of things?
I don't know. Even before I knew you, because I didn't find you until I started doing stand-up. And then I think I saw the wage gap video. And I was like, this dude's fucking sick. And then I kept watching and then I was like, obviously, your videos are aggressive and whatnot, but then I started listening to the podcast.
They are aggressive.
they're great. Right on my alley. But then I started listening to the podcast and you get an idea of who you kind of are as a person from the podcast. And you're like, oh, he's nothing like, it's a character. Like, it's fucking, it's not real. And you from there, I was like, I remember just slowly hearing heaps of things that I just related to. I remember seeing you, I watch it heaps actually. The Behind the Beard fucking documentary.
You like that?
I love it. I watch it fucking every couple months, man. Because I just relate to heaps of shit. Like when you talk about your nan and shit, because my nan was like, she loved fucking jokes and shit, man. Like, and the dirtier the better. Yeah. And it just like, shit like that. I just kind of, I related to these. Like, you got a brother with autism, I got a son with autism. Like, not in the same vein, but yeah, like you could deal with it kind of thing. Like, and it's just all sorts of things. I was just like, yeah, I can kind of really relate to this dude. So, yeah.
Benny, sorry, Buzz, just go straight into the mic. Sorry, Buzz. No, sorry, it's like because Ben's trying to get lost in his eyes. Yeah, no, sorry. Yeah.
I should be there.
He's hypnotized.
Ben's bleeding his heart out. Bluey's like this fucking audio.
No, but it was good. It's good. It's great stuff. I don't want it to be fucking ruined.
Talking
to
the mic, loser.
Yeah, he's trying to look into your deep blue eyes.
Yeah, so like, I don't know. It's amazing how many people just believe that that's you.
Yeah, I mean,
they don't realize it's just a character that'd be entertaining to fucking. Yeah,
masses. I think if I was that person all the time, like, I don't think anyone could be around me. Like,
no, surely not. It'd be in fucking doing it again.
What are you fucking smiling at, Gabe? You little shit.
It's a great point. As someone who listens to that character all day,
yeah, Gabe hears a lot of it.
Gabe's a big fan.
Yeah,
it would be funny if he was actually like that. Eh? Oh Jesus! Well, actually, it wouldn't be funny.
It's like me. It's funny because I'll yell at the camera and then I'll just go complete deadpan. I'm like.
My God, I'm tired.
Claire, when's dinner ready?
Well, I usually film in the mornings too, so it's nice and early when I get stuck into it. And it's still early outside, like it's like 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Can the neighbours hear you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had to explain to a lot of them what I was doing and what I did.
Yeah.
And I've done it everywhere I've lived, but I think
you have
to.
Get a bit of soundproofing along there to be all right.
Yeah,
you?
I thought about doing that.
Because you could easily do, like, if you fucking.
Then also fuck them.
Yeah. Oh, I don't really. They don't. They're all cool in here. So yeah. they're in the compound we live in. They're all real cool in the gated community. They're just normal humans. They're all young people, and they all get it's all good fun and all that type of stuff. But yeah, it was an interesting time that their cancellation there, Benny. But I appreciate you sticking up for me.
No, I'm just unapologetically pro you. So.
I appreciate that.
Pro-life.
Yeah, like, short of, like, dicking a kid, I'm fucking just on board completely. And even then,
Are you saying you'd have to molest someone?
And even then, I'd be like, well, what did the kid do?
Yeah.
You
know? Was he asking for it? Or
probably self-defense.
How was he dressed?
I'd spin it some way to be like, no.
How hot was the kid?
Yeah, what was he wearing?
Yeah, it's... I'm the same, like... I know it's not the same, but with Rogan, like, I am... Rogan could do anything and I would follow him into the depths of hell.
I do often sometimes think, because like my auntie, like I got like family members who are inner city lefties, like they live in Newtown, and when we go to Chris, like I love them so much, but my auntie, I'll say something, oh, they said that on Rogan. Oh. And my auntie will be like, do you listen to him?
Oh.
Yeah. And she'll go, isn't he the misogynist? Oh. And I go, no, he's not the. And then I don't get into it with him. Oh, so and then I stop and think about it. And I wonder. Okay,
has she seen who you do a podcast with?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, she obviously hasn't listened to anything we do on here.
Well, that's outrageous.
And I go, I wonder if Rogan is a misogynist or is these things that they say? And I just am so biased that I just don't listen to it. And then I go, fuck it. And I just put some more Rogan on and don't worry about it.
I know what you're saying, but I look at the things, because I do videos when people come out and try and cancel them and stuff, and I really look at everything he said. And chances are I've usually listened to that episode maybe once or twice or whatever, and I've heard him say these things, and I go and I listen to it, and I think, well, where are you getting this from? Like, are you one of these people that are so desperate for the people around you or the people you listen to toe the line on every single subject? There's no chance for nuance or change or just a little bit off center from where you are. Like, you cannot dare to say something out of their sort of wheelhouse. And if you do, then you're cancelled forever. And that's what Rogan does. You know, people say that he's right wing, but he's pro gay marriage, as we said.
But he's not even that hectic. Like, no,
he's not.
Like, Shane Gillis says gnarliest stuff every, and like, yeah.
But is Shane doing it as a joke?
Yeah, but. Rogan doesn't even really joke about that.
No.
Yeah.
But so Rogan gets caught up with having – the best thing about Rogan and what's caused him to have all this grief is the people he has on his show.
Yeah, big time.
He's had Jordan Peterson on, which is one of the best things that he's had on, one of the greatest podcasts he's done. Back in the early days was Peterson's first interview, which was great. He's had people, even other people he gets hate for, like fucking Graham Hancock, who's the archaeologist. Yeah. Well, sorry, the journalist who – covers archaeology. He copped so much shit for him from the archaeology community. He has all these different types of people on. He had when he came out and supported Bernie Sanders.
Mm.
And then people were at Bernie Sanders to denounce him.
Mm.
It's like, why can we not understand that people can have a certain opinion about one thing, but other opinions, like the gun sort of thing, like Rogan loves guns, right?
Yeah.
But he's also pro-abortion.
Mm.
With guns.
With guns. With guns. I mean, that's a pretty logical.
It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon and it's not a shotgun up there.
I can't believe people want him cancelled for shooting dead babies. But yeah, like he's pro-guns, but he's also pro-abortion. And then people just can't seem to separate the two. They're like, no. You have to be.
Wait, what?
If you're pro-abortion, then you have to be anti-gun. And then if you, you know, you have to be pro this. And man, people are just, it's like religion.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a chapter in the book, is be careful of new religions
mm.
because they're coming from everywhere at the moment and people really want you to sign up.
Mm.
They want you to dedicate your entire life to it, and if people dare to question it, then they must be sent away.
It's also just really easy, like when he constantly has 3-hour interviews with people, to just clip things out of context and just,
yeah,
you know, just to, you know, paint him in the light that you want him, you know.
Big time.
How easy is it to take someone out of context or even in context? Like, if context is a funny one, right? Because if you say a joke, like, is it out of context for someone not to mention that it was said as a joke? Does that make sense?
I'd say that's out of context. If they don't clarify it's a joke, yeah.
Yeah. So if they don't clarify that it's a joke, then it's out of context. And I think people do that all the time. Someone said, I can't remember where it was, but someone said something about it might have been Shane Gillis or it might have been, no, it was Rogan. When I was getting cancelled, I looked up other people have been cancelled recently just to make myself feel a bit better. you know what Rogan said he did? He took mushrooms for like 3 days.
Yeah.
That was how he dealt with it.
That's his That's his way of dealing with a lot of things. He just fucking gets high as fuck.
Yeah.
Me too, actually.
I just deleted all my fucking DMs from all the angry people. That's what I did.
I mean, that's a good idea.
Didn't help.
Get on mushrooms and do that.
Yeah. And someone said, oh, he made a joke about child rape in one of his shows.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
And they brought that in there and they included that in the reason that he should be cancelled. And it's like, why are we so terrified of jokes? Why is it that if someone says something that people, and the whole thing about, no, it's not funny. Well, if people laugh, then you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If one person laughs at a joke, then it's funny.
Yeah.
End of story. There's no,
yeah.
And the whole thing with,
and everyone's got their crowd. Like
everyone's got their crowd. Absolutely. Just like different types of music, just like different types of movie, there's different types of humor. And if you go out and say, well, that's not funny, well, it might not be funny to you,
yeah.
But also, who cares? It's not.
Don't watch it.
You don't get to have an opinion about what is and what isn't funny. It comes down to whether or not a comedian or whoever's telling the joke can make people laugh. And if they don't make people laugh and it's a shit joke, then they shouldn't do it.
Just right? Get it out of your set and write another.
Get it out of the. It's shit. But you've got to be able to do material and you've got to be able to risk things and you've got to be able to try things. Otherwise, then what's the fucking point of doing stand up? Well, you're going to get on there and do the fucking shit shows on Channel 10 and all that type of stuff. No. Fuck that.
Mm.
I don't want to get up there and do jokes about trams in Melbourne. I'd rather fucking shoot myself.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's too late to have coffee.
Blatzmann's fucking
fired up.
That's what I'm happy about today because I've got to run into the show.
Yeah.
I got my own entrance.
Yeah.
That was exciting. That was one thing I thought about, like, with your latest controversy. Like, if anything, I think the fact that you're, like, by joking about everyone, it's actually more inclusive than
Exactly.
Like, I think it's more, for lack of a better term, racist or offensive to like just be like, no, we can't. They're too sensitive.
Yeah.
They can't handle it. You know. Or, you know. Fucking. No, I'm good. Thanks, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, like when I did, I had some autism jokes, right? And
I think you say you had some autism.
I remember in Wollongong, like, there was a bit of autism. After one of the shows, Dad came up to you and he's like, my son's got autism. He really wants to come up and meet you kind of thing.
And I said, no.
I said, get that freak away from
me. Get in my gun.
But yeah, and he came up and he was like, oh man, like I really like the autism jokes. Fucking, you know, he was all for it.
People, because they never hear them.
No.
Because everyone's so terrified of offending them that they pretend they're not there.
Yeah,
and what worse in life is pity than pity?
Yeah,
than pity, like
cancer.
But do you want to have pity because you got cancer?
No, I'd rather just not have cancer.
But think about it like that. If you want,
pretty good not having cancer.
Yeah. Sure, it's not great, but it's also not great being autistic. Yeah. Cancer me now. We've said that before. It's also not great to have autism. But you have all these people with all these things wrong with them and you don't want everyone fucking pitying you and terrified of telling jokes.
Yeah.
So fucking tell jokes. Oh, who gives a shit what colour you are? Get over it.
Yeah, I've heard heaps of, like, you know, I've, like I said, got an autistic son, so it's like close to my heart kind of thing.
For sure.
I've heard heaps of people make autistic jokes. Some of them suck. Some of them work. It's fucking...
Yeah.
But they're just trying to be funny. They're not going, Jack fucking McLennan is fucking... You know, yeah, exactly. That's a bit far, but fucking...
Yeah, it's not... You know, it's just,
that would be a
bit... I'd be like... If they did that, I'd be like, oh...
My next special. Yeah. It's called Jack McLennan.
Jokes about Jack.
Jokes.
Like, if they did that, I'd be like, oh, fuck yous. But, like, yeah. Just in general, I'm like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Didn't Robin Williams play an autistic guy called Jack years ago?
No, wasn't that...
No, that was Sean Penn. No.
No, wasn't that fucking Simple Jack in
Simple
Tropic
Jack
Thump?
Fucking
Thunder, Ben Stiller?
Can you pull out the movie Jack?
Oh, no, that was when he's the gigantuan and he grows quick.
No. Jack, you're thinking of Jack
Robin Williams. Robin Williams when he played Jack.
It may not have been Robin Williams, but pull up Jack.
I'm getting something here. Yeah.
Getting something.
What are you trying to find a ghost or something? Yeah.
Yeah, that's where he grows up, Pete. Like his body ages, but he's still 10.
He said, I thought he was autistic.
No, he's got some disease where he's like his body grows up quicker than he does.
I'm sure he's autistic in it.
Because like, he could be, but you can't rule it out.
No, look at that photo with the butterfly, as if that's not autism.
I think he's just a kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's I think he's a kid in a giant old man's body.
Yeah. His body ages heaps quicker than fucking.
Okay, I hope he's not autistic or these kids are attacking him.
Damn, that'd be, if you're a pedophile, that'd be the ultimate move.
I'm just a big kid.
I'm just a big kid just hanging out with the boys.
Yeah. I'm Jack.
You guys want to go to the toilets?
Did someone do that? Michael Jackson?
I've been jacked.
Yeah. They couldn't, someone helped Jack off. They couldn't they couldn't do that. Well, Sean Penn, he played Rain Man, didn't he?
Is that I Am Sam?
I Am Sam. Fuck, I am off with these today. Who played Rain Man?
Rain Man was, Sean Penn was also retired in one of those movies, wasn't he?
No, that was Dustin
Hoffman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, look at the beak on him. Christ.
Oh, I never realized he had such a big nose.
Oh yeah, he's fucking
just casino, just making him helping him make cash.
So yeah, so they couldn't make this movie today. Look at the fucking
Tom Cruise looks good there.
He's a good looking man.
He's
still good look. I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
He has to be probably my favorite actor. The fact that he does his own stunts, I love it, right?
You like Scientology stuff as well?
Yes. Be into fan. That. You couldn't make these movies today because you'd have to have an autistic actor.
Yeah. Yeah, no, really.
You really would. Yeah. You really, really would. You'd have to have someone with autism play it.
What about the last one of it? What about Tropic Thunder?
And I love Tropic Thunder.
So good. There's no way you get away with that.
We should watch
Black
Tropic Thunder.
Robert Downey Jr. Yeah,
Robert Downey Jr. And he like full blackface.
Yeah. Never go full retard.
We should watch Tropic Thunder and do a podcast at the same time.
Yeah.
Have a couple of beers and laugh at it. Because it is hilarious how much they got away with
it. It's crazy. That's probably the last movie where you're like, whoa.
It's weird that Junior? Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Jr.
It's funny that he doesn't get much stick for the blackface thing.
It'll probably be coming. Like they'll be like, look what he did. Like it'll be like he'll get cancelled. They'll be like,
did they talk about that on Rogan? Did Rogan
ask
him about
that? Yeah, he did a podcast with Rogan.
Oh, yeah, like he's talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. He did. And they basically just said, oh, they wouldn't be able to do it today. Yeah.
Definitely not. Great movie though.
But there's a lot of people who have done blackface. I still haven't.
It's on the cards.
Well, we'll see how they
go. I'd love to see the cover of your book. You're like full blackface.
If I did it.
That'd be nice.
Just chained up.
Or like for your apology video the other week, you could have done in blackface.
It's not an apology.
It wasn't an apology.
I know it's not.
It wasn't.
We know. He's doing it.
I know.
Well, I'm not going to get on there and fucking say, I will not apologise, because that sounds worse.
Never.
Mm. Yes, so Sean Penn played an autistic man.
You're about played a really autistic guy.
We actually had, here's Tom Cruise doing some. Yeah, look at that. He's hanging from a fucking plane there.
That's like he's doing that.
Yeah.
Great finger strength. Be a hell of a scaffold.
What I was going to say was, I'll come back to scaffolding a second. Claire and I were talking about the word retard and that in the car. I don't know how it came up.
I got a fair idea.
She said,
bad driver.
She said,
Claire, you're driving like a fucking retard.
She said, isn't it crazy that people used to call people with disabilities retards? And I said to her, well, they also used to call them spastics.
I was just about to say.
Oh, yeah, spastics. Spastics. Like in Newcastle, near Valentine Footy Oval, I think it is, there used to be a place called the Spastic Centre.
Yeah, your house.
That's what was written on it. The Spastic
Centre. Yeah, it was the Spastic Centre. That was the term. The Spastic Centre. That was the politically correct term for people with disabilities.
Do you remember Mongoloid?
Nah, yeah. Mongoloid was before my time.
Man, growing up, so one of my dad's cousins.
You're from Curry, aren't you?
Oh, now. I grew up in Mayfield.
It's not much better.
Not a lot better, but yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah, they've just got more money now.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it is. But yeah, like one of my dad's cousins, he didn't have anything wrong with him. He's just a bit slow. And he used to get called Cousin Mong. That was his.
CM.
Yeah.
Some people are real tough with that, eh?
That's wild. Yeah, Mongoloid's like.
Mongoloid Idiot, I think, was one of them.
Yeah.
Retard, and Spastic.
Mongolian.
And now they just use they/them pronouns, and everyone's cool with it.
Yeah,
but I'd rather be called.
It's hard to argue.
I'd rather be called a mongoloid idiot, a spastic, and a retard than neurodivergent. Just putting it out there.
It's also too hard to say.
Do you know neurodivergent?
No.
So neurodivergent is the new word for someone who has autism or is a little bit slow or whatever. Whatever's going on, maybe has a learning disability, they are neurodivergent. They're not the normal neuro, but they have diverged. It's the biggest backhand of all time.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, he's neurodivergent. This is this pity thing I'm talking about.
A couple of young blokes at work that might be a bit neurodivergent, I reckon.
You should get one of your scaffolding shirts. Here's a... Neurodivergent umbrella, ADHD,
oh, so
BPD,
this is what the white girls who...
Autism, bipolar, epilepsy... I'm neurodivergent!
Oh,
epilepsy!
Is.
I'm writing that down.
You are actually neurodivergent.
I am neurodivergent.
Didn't you say you'd rather just kill yourself?
You're actually...
Goodbye, everybody.
You're actually under the umbrella.
I'm writing that down in my notes. That's hilarious.
ADHD, dyslexia, dyspraxia, PTSD...
Whatever misophonia is.
Misophonia?
Dyscalculia?
Or you lose your phone.
Dyslexia is reading. Dyscalculia is mathematics. Down syndrome.
Tic disorders. Tic disorders.
How can everything...
Shit, fuck! Yeah.
How can you have that under the one... This is like the LGBT community. How can you have all of those people under the one umbrella? What a massive umbrella.
I reckon because...
What's queer?
great question.
Boys, I got a question. Boys, I got a question. If I'm like, no, that's queer.
What is
queer? Like, it's one of them. I don't know.
So gays, opposites, no, same sex.
Right? Is it like,
Gabe? Can you Google what queer
is? I'm on it. The first answer is from Google. Strange, odd. The second one is denoting or relating to a sexual or gender identity that does not correspond to established ideas of sexuality or gender. Okay. So I think anyone who's not straight, I think.
Okay. So let me get this straight. So LGBTQ.
Let me get this straight.
LGBTQ is lesbian, gay, LB, bi,
gay, trans,
gay, queer. Trans, and queer. Is that like saying
but
ATM?
They're all queer.
Is that like saying ATM machine?
If that's
it stands
queer
for
means,
automatic,
yeah.
automatic. Stop fucking talking over me, Gabe. Let me go back. Is that like saying an ATM machine? Because it's automated teller machine. So LGBTQ queer.
Well, they're not all the same thing, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I always thought queer, but well, I mean, like before you.
Sorry, Gabe.
I know. So I've got a cousin who's gay, and it was like obvious since fucking day dot he was gay. Like growing up, he played Mario Kart. He had to be Princess Peach. He's painting nails in a fucking art class.
That is a KPI.
All our aunties, he calls them girlfriend. He fucking loves Delta Goodrum. He's followed Wicked the musical around the country in New Zealand. Like, it was honestly like. It was more comfortable once he came out as gay than it was before him. Because like, people would be like, is that guy gay? You're like, oh, that guy.
Princess Peach is a
straight as a die. Yeah, that guy.
What if he just thought Princess Peach was hot?
Yeah. No, he didn't. No, he had to be like, oh, is that guy gay? You're like, nah, man, he's fucking straight as a die, that bloke. Fucking, like, you know.
Could be straighter.
Yeah, I thought that might have been queer. Like, you know, he just, I don't know. Just like had heaps of gay tendencies or something.
Queer's not the norm.
Now, queer's just the whole group. But I don't understand why you...
Oh yeah,
whatever. I don't know. Scaffolders, you mentioned that before. You were getting a bit of heat in a TikTok post recently because you talk shit about scaffies.
Well, that person's a fucking idiot because I am one.
It was like several people. They were like, "Who the fuck's this bloke talking shit about scaffolders?"
They were probably fucking dumb scaffolders themselves.
It was right funny. And
that's
Gabe,
how fucking dumb they are.
Because Gabe replies to everyone's questions.
Oh, really? Everyone. Was this on TikTok?
Yeah.
Well, you're a fucking idiot for using that for starters. Everyone. And you're a fucking idiot because I am a scaffolder.
I was like, I can't believe this fucking, who's this fucking bloke talking shit about scaffies?
Yeah, I am one. And they are fucking retards.
But this is the thing. This is this internalised hatred that you have for scaffolders.
Yeah.
It's not good, mate. And I have pity on you for that. You should be proud of who you are. You're born that way. You were born to be a queer scaffold.
Big gay scaffy.
An autistic queer scaffolder.
Yeah. Neurodivergent scaffolder.
LGBTQ plus scaffy. Yeah. Not too many of them floating around.
Do you know Two-Spirit?
Oh, what's that?
Yes.
What's Two-Spirit?
Gabe, can we have the definition for Two-Spirit, please? So there's, I don't know if you know how many genders there are, but Two-Spirit's one of them. It basically means you have a male and a female spirit in you.
Two-spirit is a term used within some indigenous communities. Cultural, spiritual, sexual, and gender identity.
There's another definition about men and women spirits. I did see that one, but the other definition works with me heaps better.
Yeah. Use the one that suits us, please.
Everything you say just comes back to fucking indigenous people somehow. You won't leave them alone.
Jeez.
But yeah, there's a whole, like, there's demigods, there's demisexuals, there's a lot going on under that umbrella.
Yeah, don't care.
Do you think you would have those, like, thoughts and feelings about being a demisexual if you had to, like, get up at 7 in the morning or 6 in the morning or 5 in the morning and work outside all day? Like, I drove past some dudes mixing mud today, and I gave them the one-finger salute, and they were just having the worst time.
Getting hot, man.
Even Dickie, we would drive past, and she goes, oh, these poor fucking blokes, Jesus Christ.
I do often think all these issues, I've definitely said it before, but, like, all these issues, and I'm using, like, that umbrella term of, like, What was that one just there? The neurodivergent and like...
labeling everything.
Yeah. Labeling everything and being worried about this stuff. These people generally, there's not a lot other stuff going on. Like, I don't think there's a lot of people in the Ukraine that are sort of worried about this. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, generally people with the only actual shit going on in their lives, like a job or like a fucking baby or like... they're probably not too worried about this stuff. People who've got a lot of spare
time. A lot
of
it's like metropolitan based too.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people in the bush that are worried about this.
Yeah, but they would argue that that's because everyone out there is backward. But like they would. They would say, oh, well, okay, so you look at, let's look at America and look at the left-wing states. They would argue the right-wing states, they're all full of fucking, you know, fucking, what are they called?
Rednecks.
Dumb country hicks.
Yeah, hicks and that.
Yeah.
When in reality, I've been there and the red states are the best states.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They're the ones with the guns, aren't they?
Fucking oath they are, mate. And they're the most fun states.
Yeah, you can shoot a gun and you can perform an abortion on the same day.
That's it. And that's
unreal.
That's before 10 a.m. Yeah.
What more do you want?
You know, you can abortion, shooting guns.
It's the American dream.
But don't you drink until you're 21, all right?
Yeah. Well, that was a wild thing because we drove from, this is a while ago, drove from Vegas back to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And I've just been gambling and fucking saucing up a storm for 3 days in Vegas.
Yeah.
And we started driving back and I cracked the can in the car I was in. The guy's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, I'm having a beer. And he's like, you can't fucking do that. Because we've driven back into California, you can't have an open container of alcohol. I was like, I've just been fucking hammered for 3 days in the casinos, but we were driven back into California. You can't have an open container alcohol in a car.
Because it's not like you're driving.
I wasn't driving. I was
sitting there. You'll go to jail for that.
He's like, get the fucking, put it down past the window. I was like,
you can't do that here either, can you?
I don't know.
You can't.
I don't think you're supposed to, but I don't think it's very heavily policed. No. But what, like what? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
It's weird. It's a weird kind of.
They like dive into some things that they're very, very, very like worried about people doing, like ridiculous shit, like having an open can or drinking when you're not 21. But other things are like, oh yeah, you can walk down the street with a semi-automatic
AR-15
full protection.
Which when I was in Florida and I saw people at a gun show just turn up with like giant weapons,
fucking oath.
At first I was like, that's a bit, how you going? And then by the end of it, I was like, fuck, get me one,
get me one, get I me want one, one bad. Oh man, I want a gun.
I
so
want a
bad.
Gun so bad. Shoot me now is going to be the name of this podcast. It's so much fun shooting guns. I've been lucky enough to shoot some very big guns. And it's the fucking most fun you can have as a man. Like, sex is fine, but shooting guns is great.
I can't wait.
It is the best.
He was shot, done his shooting.
Do it in Hawaii when you're there.
Yeah.
There's a great range there. I can't remember the name of it, but they give out flyers on the road.
Nice.
Just some random dude. It's
usually a good sign.
Well, I took the flyer off him. He couldn't believe it. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, I'm going.
Nice.
They wouldn't let Claire in because she was pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Not as a target, but like in the range.
Because she might get aborted.
Might get it. Yeah, well, apparently that was the thing. Like, they worry about the sound waves or the shock waves. Right?
It would be fucking true. Right.
But yeah, that was great fun. A lot of people freak out about guns, but I think if you haven't shot a gun, you don't understand it.
You get gun fever.
You do.
That's what I think is going to happen to me.
Well, I wanted to get one here, and just the whole thing you had to go through.
Yeah, it's hard.
Pain in the
arms. You got to have like two safes, I think. Like, you got to keep the gun broken down. You got to keep your ammo in a separate safe. And
yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Which is annoying because also it always seems really impractical. So imagine if someone breaks into your house, like, don't fucking move. Like, run down to one safe, put the gun together, and then come back and like get the other gun and get the other safe.
Do you guys have weapons in your house that, in case someone breaks in?
Nah, I want to get a like cricket bat.
Mm.
Like just the defender, but I never got around to it.
Nah, I just got a human shield, me missus.
Mate, I've got a couple.
You guys see what it is. Take the bat. No, leave the bat. He might get past you. Yeah.
I've got a couple of things around the house. I got a couple of things.
Couple of weapons. What are we packing? What sort of heat? Fucking you got two right here.
John and Terry. No, I've got a couple of like Bowie knives and shit like that just hidden around the house just in case.
Like John Wick, like strapped under the tables.
Just
one in your leg.
You never know. Well, there's one here. It's a fucking big fucking bayonet.
Yeah, knife's handy. Nice good protection.
I think so. Like, you just never know. Like, you see all these home invasions and shit.
Yeah. I'd love a gun. Gun'd be nice.
Get us a gun. Cause someone said, no, don't send us a gun.
Please don't send us a gun. Oh, God, like an illegal, like one that's been used in a murder or something.
You know
sent
what?
To the
someone
show.
Sent my fucking PO box the other day and I went there and I threw it out immediately. It was a fucking sample. It was just like a box full of sample floor tiles.
What the fuck?
When I was getting cancelled, some cunt was signing me up for all these samples. So like, he must have thought he was like.
That's pretty funny.
He was killing it. Just started sending me. Like, just samples of shit. So I was getting this email about all these paint samples that couldn't be delivered to my PO box and all these. Like, please contact us, Mr. Butterfield. We can't deliver your paint samples.
That's pretty good.
No.
It was a good gag. It was a good gag, but I just threw it out. So you didn't you didn't get me too good.
On one of the, on a Mad Monday several years ago, the boys got like, it was Tuesday morning. So they just woke up fucked hungover from like 3 days of drinking. And now they heard these like footsteps on their roof.
Oh, shit.
Like, what the fucking hell is that noise? Like, so confused. Walked out and there was a bloke cleaning the gutters. The boys had G'd them up. They'd booked the gutters in to get cleaned on Tuesday morning for the boys that had been pissing up. And the bloke was blowing up. They walked out and said, mate, what the fuck are you doing on our roof? He says, isn't this 62 Windsor Street? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What the fuck are you doing on my roof? He said, mate, you rang up and booked your gutters in to get cleaned. Mate, I'm really sorry. And the bloke's like, you fucking cunts. Like, goddamn, blowing up. Like, cleared a whole day of work. It's fucking good get.
Who was blowing up?
The guy on the roof.
Why?
Because
he's not going to get paid.
So they weren't going to get paid.
No, well, the boys booked it in as a joke. Yeah.
You got to pay. Jesus.
No, I don't. Nah, spent all their money on Mad Monday.
How was it? Yeah, drugs ain't cheap. How was the Buck show? Was there any shenanigans? I don't reveal the names. But
yeah, there's a few shenanigans.
I saw a couple of blokes wearing a particular jersey that was, he seemed quite sourced.
He was fucked up.
I bet.
Yeah.
I saw the great, it was a great.
He was best on ground.
Was he?
Yeah, he was fucking great.
Because I saw his face and I remembered his face from, like, obviously I know who he is, but I remember that particular blind drunk
that
face.
That state of face.
That state of face from some Mad Mondays back in the day, and he seemed quite intoxicated.
Yeah, it was one of the greatest comebacks ever. We were at the Golden Sheaf in Double Bay, and he couldn't talk. He was fucking destroyed. And I'd had enough there anyway. I was like, come on, we'll head back to the room. We're going to watch a World Club Challenge, the Panthers game. Got him in the taxi, and he's like, he could not speak. I was like, this will be the end for him. And that was at like 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still sitting around with me at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. Fuck. He like was like up and down, and he was so funny.
Unbelievable stuff.
Yeah. The Harbour Cruise was good. I bagged the fuck out of Sydney all the time. And we had this like Saturday was like 35 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. We were going out of the harbour on this cruise. And I was looking around. I was like, fuck, this is actually pretty sick. It's very nice.
Should we, for the end of the year long lunch,
Harbour Cruise,
do a cancel me now Harbour
Cruise? We 100% should, because it's perfect numbers too. You get about 20 or 30 people on them.
Oh.
And like you bring your own grog.
Yeah.
So they have Eskies there. You bring your own grog. We just, so the harbour, like where we went from in the harbour, the wharf, there's a Subway like 2 seconds from it. So we just ordered a heap of sandwich platters, took all our own grog. It was fucking awesome. I think we should have a cancel me now cruise. That's what we'll do for our end of year fucking Patreon long lunch.
He's on the water, it's summer bit.
It was unreal.
We could only have 20 people. That's a bit tough. Should all just be guests of the show, or should it be punters?
Punters.
Oh, Benny's a guest now.
Yeah.
No, I know, but how do you pick the punters?
Yeah, I don't know. Just a raffle, just a random draw from Patreon, maybe.
Oh, so you enter it if you're in Patreon.
Well, just for Patreon, obviously.
And then you get a
They're gonna have to be in Sydney anyway, so that's gonna narrow it down.
Okay, we could definitely do something like that.
Yeah.
We could even do two, like a Sydney long, like a boat trip, and then a proper long lunch for the Cairns Minnow Christmas party at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a thought. On the topic of Patreon, we have sold out of the tight ass $1 spots.
We're
now on to
$2.
The $2 spots, I believe. And there is only, I wrote it down, there is only 150 spots left in the second tier.
It's just going up from there.
So it keeps going up every
Just like Gabe's wage. It just keeps fucking going up.
The sky's the limit, baby. So if you want to get a part of the Cancel Me Now Patreon experience for $2, you've only got 150 spots left.
And then it goes to what?
$3, baby.
It's just going to keep increasing.
$3, then it's going to keep going.
Fuck, how exciting.
Good grief.
Fuck.
Yeah, they found Carol Baskin's husband.
Oh, what? Wasn't he dead?
Exactly.
Didn't the Tigers eat him?
This has been in my show notes for 4 fucking weeks, and I just remembered it. Yeah, they found her husband.
Man, Tiger King came out right when COVID hit, eh?
Yeah, that's why it was so big.
It was fucking awesome. Where was he?
Sorry, I was just drinking.
I know you were drinking.
Just on the whiskeys. I don't know. Now, if this was like the Joe Rogan experience, Jamie would have the story up already.
Pull it up, J-Bo!
So it was legit him. Like,
apparently.
Did they find his body or they found
him? I'm looking into it now.
Well, Gabe's going to get back to us. So let's do you want to talk about something else?
We do make Gabe's job hard because you and I don't do any research at all. And we just have like random vague facts. And we just go, oh, I heard Carol Baskin's husband got found.
Can you pull it up immediately?
Yeah.
Well, so this is what we should do, Gabe.
As your wage increases, wage demands increase, so does our expectation.
If we start talking about something, throw it into Google just in case.
You were talking about Carol Baskin for about 3 seconds.
That's 3 seconds fucking.
How long does it take you to Google something?
Well, I don't have the answer. I can put an article up for you.
Yeah, that's all I'm talking about. There you go. Carol Baskin, excuses, missing husband.
Yeah, you found a few excuses in that fucking thing, didn't you?
Yeah, a little excuses in 3 seconds, mate.
Carol Baskin's husband, a lawyer. Husband's lawyer claims his will was forged because of a puzzling disappearance clause.
Clause. They should have spelled clause differently.
Wow.
use that in your show.
I'm easily in.
Use that one in your show.
Thanks, man. I hate when people
do that. It's possible at this stage the case concerning the disappearance remains unsolved. During an interview in 2021. God, how good is my eyesight to read that from here this morning?
It's unsolved because he's eaten by tigers.
Revealed Tiger King season... If you're not watching, you just removed it anyway.
I don't know why that keeps happening.
Don't worry. Don't worry about it. Benny, what are your thoughts on the death of Carol Baskins?
I don't know anymore.
Everything's changed.
It's a game changer. You'd have to be pretty pissed off if you're like his daughters and she's like, because she just got all the money and this cunt's alive the whole time and could have just been like,
Go back up. Tiger King season 2 produced a letter from the Department of Homeland Security that claimed that Don Lewis was found alive and well at least in 2002. He would be 84 years old today in 2023. So, don't know. Can't tell you.
Where was...
Louis, are you Googling this?
No, nah, I'm just finding... It's just on a separate topic, but I've just got to find something to send Gary.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Topic. Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah, so the answer is unknown at this point. Apparently it was a Ford. Rumours that Carol Baskin's husband is alive. May just be that. May just be rumours.
Surely he would have come forward by now. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does anyone really... You can pay Carol Baskins to do a cameo.
Yeah. Are you on Cameo?
I was on Cameo last year. Yeah. Oh, no, the year before for Christmas. And then I just found it a bit creepy, so I stopped doing it.
It is weird.
It is weird.
We got Alex Williamson to do a really good one, just spraying one of our mates.
Yeah.
We, like, unload on him, and he did a really, really good job. Really offensive. Really good. Really,
Alex really good. Is...
How's it going?
I do like Alex Williamson.
Shooter.
But
he seems like he's off chops these days.
Oh, man, fuck, yeah.
He had a few things going on there. He just needs to breathe.
A bit going on.
Take a breath and maybe, you know, relax a little with certain substances. Allegedly, I don't know if he is, but...
I saw him... Well, I'm not going to talk shit about Shooter because I'm a big fan.
I like Shooter.
I saw him at the Cambridge Hotel in Newcastle 18 months ago. Maybe before COVID, even a while ago.
Yeah.
He was fucked up before, but I was like... Whoa, Shooter's fucking belted. He was funny. Yeah. But I was like, damn, he's high as fuck.
Man, I've never understood how people can do the whole...
Oh, my God.
The whole...
Anxiety.
Yeah, I don't know. I get... My big anxious thing on stage, other than the epilepsy, is freaking out that people aren't going to have a good time.
Yeah.
That's
what
I really worry about. And that's why I try and make sure I always have a good show. But what are we pulling up here?
Oh, well, something happened midweek. Another podcast talking shit about me.
What?
No, they weren't really.
Oh,
that kind of worked. Matty John's podcast.
I went looking for this today. I couldn't find it.
Well, someone sent it to me on the Daily Blue. I said,
was it you that found it?
No, someone sent it to me.
Really?
And they said, Matty John's been talking shit, brah.
Let's go.
I'm a big Matty John's fan. Listen to this. Tell me.
I know that.
Remember the time Trish sent me out? There was a
it
headline.
It wasn't the Batuta ad.
Yeah, it was Daily something.
Oh, no, it was something else.
Newcastle, like Daily. What's that one in Newcastle, Jack?
Oh, Blue something?
Daily Blue.
Daily Blue.
Daily Blue.
Went,
he's supposed to be a good fella. A few of the boys run into him. They reckon he's hilarious.
He's not an arsehole.
He's what?
He's an arsehole.
Why? Who said that?
Well, I think, I don't know what happened there. So it's the Matty John's podcast, Matty John's, the GOAT, which he does with his wife, I think it's Trish, and his sons, Cooper and Jack.
Yeah.
Jack plays for the Knights, and I fucking teed off on the Knights boys a few times in the article.
Yeah.
Specifically, I made fun of them all for not wearing shirts on a Bali trip that I know that the boys saw.
Fair enough.
So I think Cooper said, the boys say he's a good bloke. True, legend.
Yeah.
And I think Jack chimed in and went, no, he's not, he's an asshole. But I don't know. That's what I think happened.
Well, why don't you do an article that says that...
Jack Johns is an arsehole. I don't know him. I'm sure he's a great bloke.
Just make up a complete lie about him.
Something, maybe like...
Something that's not...
He's on steroids maybe. Get Asada involved.
Calls for
Get his contract torn up.
What is there a photo of Jack Johns without a shirt on?
And I'm not going to... I'm not going to...
That says Asada is looking into Jack Johns.
No,
just
I'm not
mad, mad set.
I'm not going to.
I don't know. I really like all of those people.
So do I. And I'm honestly like... The fact that they got a run on their podcast, I'm like,
that's great.
That's so sick.
That's awesome.
That's so sick.
And you did an ad with Matty Johns last week.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything until it comes out, but yes, I did. But we'll talk about it more when it comes out.
How was it?
That's awesome.
It was unreal. Yeah. Matty Johns is the fucking man.
Did you get to spend a bit of time with him?
I got on the piss with him like all day.
I'll
talk about it when that. I don't want to talk about it until the ad comes
when's
out.
When's the ad coming out?
It'll come out soon. It comes out in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
We'll watch it on. It's funny.
Okay, great.
We'll watch it on the podcast and have a yarn about it. It's fucking good.
How good is that?
It was the best day ever.
How did you get involved in that?
The marketing guy at Steel City is a fan of the Daily Blue.
Is he a fan of the fucking podcast and send some fucking beers here? For fuck's sake.
I'll message him and ask.
Oh, you still haven't done that?
No, I was scared. I didn't want to push my luck. They'd already got me on the ad. I didn't want to like fucking push the envelope anymore.
I can
relate. when it comes out, we'll have a talk about it. I just don't want to, because I had to sign a non-disclosure. No, I didn't really.
Jesus. Speaking of runs on podcast, you got a run on a podcast, Isaac.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got a run on Rogies.
Oh, yeah.
You got a run on...
Fuck yeah.
I mean, not the story top, you bluey, but yeah. I got a run on Joe Rogan.
Bring it up, but they...
Have we got that clip?
No, I can look it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, good work, Gabe.
Keep talking because I feel like someone sent me that too.
Do you reckon someone sent it to you?
I think they did, yeah.
I sent it to the chat group.
There you go. Someone sent it to us.
Realize it. They were talking about Avi Yemeni.
Rebel News.
Rebel News.
It was Matt Taibbi, wasn't it? The journal.
Yeah, yeah. That was actually a good podcast. I listened to the rest of that. Talk about Avi Yemeni, who's actually a very good dude. And a lot of people give him a lot of shit, but he's a very nice fella.
Just like you, peas in a pod.
During the Jew stuff, the cancellation, he's a Jewish man, and he reached out to me, which was quite nice.
He's a J.
He's one of the
part of the JM.
The JM. He literally.
He is part of the JM.
He's the one who set off Kanye.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about the JM last week, the Jewish Times, which is literally the JM. Anyway, so they were talking about him and have you got it pulled up, Gabe?
After signing to Spotify, which is fine.
He's got to skip to a certain bit as well. We can keep going. Yeah, it's an hour and 34 minutes in, so he's going to have to sign in and skip.
Why don't I just play it on my phone?
Yeah, do that.
Okay, so I'll find it. Oh, I'm in the... Oh, no, I'm not.
Hour 34.
It'd be good to watch the clip, though, as well.
Can you...
I can't sign.
He doesn't have
Spotify.
It on...
It's fucking fucked.
On... He doesn't put them on YouTube anymore, does
he? Yeah, no, but they're on Spotify. You can watch video.
Yeah, I can't log in.
What was it? An hour and what?
Hour 34 and 44.
So this is the Buttsman getting a mention on the Joe Rogan Experience.
Now, sit back and relax because it's a bit of a long conversation with me in it.
Yeah. I actually have a story that's very similar to that.
Really? One of the things I wanted to talk about. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead. No, that was autoplay.
It auto played one of your videos.
I'm back, baby. You've done it. I've done it. Inception.
It auto played one of your videos.
So that was me.
That's so good.
Because I've got an interview that I did with Avi talking about when Jim Jefferies had him on his show and sort of set him up. And fucked around with him a bit. And that
was disappointing.
That did cost Jim a lot of credibility.
Fucking hope.
Which is a real shame because I really love Jim Jefferies' stand-up.
Same.
Got a new special out?
I haven't seen it. I don't know. Is it any good? Have you seen it?
No, it's not bad. It's not as good as Intolerant, but it's pretty good still.
He had some great specials. Alcoholicos was amazing.
He's definitely softening up, though.
Yeah, because he's sober.
And he's made... Yeah.
He's completely sober. Yeah. Is he? Yeah. And he was fucked up when he was doing those other ones.
He's just doing a shitload of weed now.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Getting all introspective.
Yeah. Fuck that, mate. Shame. Get hard.
Get hard, get high, and get over it. But yeah, no, that was pretty funny. Someone sent it to me. They said, man, you're on Rogan. I was like, no.
I had a few people send it to me. Like, your boys made it. And I looked at it. I was like,
did you actually have a few people send it to you?
Yeah.
Why did I only get one?
I don't know. Because people reach out to me because they know I'll fucking send. Yeah,
fair enough. Fair enough. You're just gonna get your DM's gonna get lost in my death threats.
Yeah. We already mentioned it the other week, but you spoke with you and St. Rogies have communicated.
I don't want to speak ill, but I had like a good solid convo with DW.
Oh, that's another one.
That the other day.
You and Dana White were talking too.
He's a fucking good dude. We talked for like 4 days back and forth.
When were you and Dana White speaking?
On the weekend.
That's so cool.
It's so weird. Yeah. He's such a fucking good
dude.
Was
he like messaging you on Instagram? Yeah. You're just Instagram messaging Dana White?
Yeah.
And Rogan as well. Rogan messaged you as
Rogan
well.
Messaged me, yeah.
Yeah. This is sick. Yeah.
I'd imagine he's like, Isaac, my missus keeps hitting me. What should I do?
And I said, mate, no comment. Yeah. Not on this show anyway. Bleep that out. So that was cool. The cancellation has come up with a few
hiccups.
With a few casualties.
Yeah.
Lost a couple of sponsors.
Did you?
Oh, really?
Yeah. HelloFresh put out a statement.
Oh, did they? Can we get it up?
Oh, fucking. Oh, I don't know where it'd be.
I'll have a look.
HelloFresh. Were they on board with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for one fucking sponsor back like in November last year.
Oh, bullshit. And they
never paid me. They never wanted to do another one.
So, and they still came out and said.
This Kaleidoscope News.
I can bring that.
Yeah, that thing. They put out this big thing. This lady who I made a video about. She's got another. She's got a podcast called Fatinize. She's just a fat chick who makes podcasts, which is great. Like, good on her. I'm sure she's lovely. I just make fun of things that people do that I think is a bit silly. And she put out because she saw it as a time to pounce. Like she was like, yeah, let's get him while he's down. And she made an infographic, which, what good timing, Gabe. Yes.
That's producing, Gabe.
That's exactly
this
what
is how we do it. He, when he said infographic, the oh, you're getting it now, bro.
Fucking oh. And, oh, we can read some of the comments. This is great. So,
oh, so she's great. Come up with a list of
so
people.
Isaac Butterfield is a sexist, racist, fatphobic bully that needs to be taken down a peg. During a recent stand-up gig, he made highly offensive jokes about First Nations people. Mm-hmm. The footage has gone wild and people are, of course, outraged. The man has a long history of tearing down others and bullying them. He is a particular... He has. Can you zoom in? I really can't see any of that.
Yeah, I can't reach you. I've got to get
he has a particular hatred for feminists, trans people, plus-size women and BIPOC communities.
Whatever that means.
He even has created dedicated... He's even created videos dedicated to mocking Clementine Ford, Abby Chatfield, and myself included. Yeah. The man has 1.9 million subscribers on YouTube. His words are dangerous. And his platform only continues to grow.
Does that not, like, that statement there not tell you, like, if he's so dangerous, but the words go, doesn't, like...
That should be
the problem.
That should be a poster on a poster for me. His words are dangerous and his platform only continues to grow. We may not be able to silence him, but we can get the brands that financially support him. So there's a lot of businesses sponsored Isaac Butterfield in the past few months. HelloFresh, Manscaped, Athletic Greens, Surfshark, Crush, established titles. Established titles and Kamikoto, they fuck themselves.
What did Kamikoto do?
They fucked themselves. The same business as established titles.
Oh, is it?
Same owners, yeah.
Oh, so they shot themselves in the foot with that whole thing.
Ashton James. So shout out to Crush Organics and Ashton James. Go and check out Crush Organics for all your CBD needs and Ashton James, because their guy who runs their show, he messaged me. He's like, fuck these people.
Did he?
Yeah, he's a legend.
They're standing by her.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Hero Wars and Poker.
What did Ashton James do?
Is that the one Fabio's involved in?
Yeah, it is actually. Fabio, the original male model.
That's when you know it's good.
They're already going in the head of the goose.
So go and check out Ashton James and Established. No, not Established. Sauce. Fuck. Crush Organics. Anyway, so HelloFresh put out a statement saying that, oh, we're no longer, we've decided to know. Well, you weren't working with me anyway.
Those fucking losers.
So if you zoom in on some of the comments, there's some good ones. Zoom in. Can you zoom in? Just zoom in. Bro. So Judy Daxey, she's just completely cancelled her HelloFresh subscription. Someone, Chris P said, good job, Karens. No jokes loud. Good on you, mate. Keep going down. So there are some people supporting me, which is nice. Can you keep going down? Margaret's noted this conversation. It's been noted. There might have been some other ones.
It's in the minutes.
Is there more
Kieran comments? Alvarez, get a life and move on.
Oh.
It is. What's her thing called? Kaleidoscope.
Yeah,
something.
Can you go to Instagram? Because there was some. There was one that was.
What's her thing? Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope news.
It's ironic that she would call it Kaleidoscope, and the first part of Kaleidoscope is kale, and she's a fat chick.
Well, I didn't say that.
I think she was pretty keen to put her name up with Chatfield.
Yeah,
and
right. So you've got Clementine Ford and Abby Chatfield, who two like very famous.
They're genuine superstars in the fucking whatever they do.
In the industry,
whatever it is they do.
And she's gone, and me.
Yeah,
yeah, righto, babe. If you can grab up that Instagram. Yeah, it's a Kaleidoscope. Kaleidoscope. But you know, like, gosh, she's done a good job at this Photoshop of me too.
It's a nice infographic.
She's cut me out real well. Maybe I should just, I should post that and just go, shout out to everyone who supports me.
You should circle the ones that are still on board.
Yes, Gabe, you should make that. Okay, zoom in, because there's some good comments on here. Looking forward to the Zoom. Confetti Rebels said, changing my HelloFresh to Marley Spoon now. Poor taste supporting what seems to be Australia's version of Andrew Tate. Yeah, come on.
That's flattering.
You're in a top C. Top cunt.
Top cunt.
Top B.
Top C. Australian version of top G.
There was one really funny one. I'm trying to find it. There was a fat girl and she goes, I'm cancelling my subscription to Athletic Greens. And I looked at her and I said, you're not Athletic Greens.
Maybe she deleted it after your video.
Well, I did say
Is that up yet? Yeah. I don't know.
What video? I can't even remember, to be honest. But keep scrolling down the comments. There were some good ones. I was trying to find that one that was... thank you for putting this together. Well, that means she had to watch all of my videos. So that's shout out. HelloFresh, can you please explain? Did HelloFresh reply to that comment that's got 103 likes?
What? Why they were on board or why they canceled?
Yeah, because yeah, yeah. Yeah. They did reply eventually.
Oh.
Anyway, it was a whole thing.
That's funny.
It was very funny. When I saw that, I was like, yeah. Lol.
That's funny.
Most I've had other people, like I think it was Surfshark back when I got cancelled the first time, they said, oh, you know, we're going to have to cut ties, and they came out publicly and said that. And then like a few months later, they were like, ready to go again?
Money so, always wins, baby. Cash is king.
Shout out to Surfshark.
Cash is king. Ready to go again.
Well, it may not have been Surfshark, actually. It could have been someone else. But it was just funny that people will do that. And other businesses have reached out to me and said, listen, let's just cool it. And because it blows over.
Yeah, it blows over and then we're back. And then we're selling whatever we're selling.
But that just goes to show you that the VAR... Clear to say someone's tried to bite her?
I don't know. I think so. One of your dogs, maybe.
I don't think so. I doubt Rosie or Littlefoot's going to bite anyone. Anyway, boys... 30 minutes until Married at First Sight's on. I better get going.
How long have we done, Gabe?
Hour 30.
Happy with that.
Happy with that. Well, let's get Benny back because I enjoy Benny.
Benny, oh, Benny, cheers, guys. Plug your show again. When's your show?
March 25th at the Neath Hotel.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Where can people get tickets? Where do you get tickets?
On their website.
Nice. What's that?
Fucking
Neath Hotel.com.
You're
about as good as Gabe at this, mate. You could very much do Gabe's job on that.
It only got fucking confirmed yesterday. So.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking mad. This is perfect timing.
Well,
where's your socials? Where can people find you at?
Fucking just Ben McLennan Comedy on Instagram, Facebook. Nice. Fucking shitty YouTube channel.
No, Benny's got a great YouTube channel.
I'm trying to figure out how to do something different. It's not like fucking you from Wish. I never really thought about it before, and then I got like, once you fucking shared it, everyone's like, you're just fucking cheap him. I'm like, oh fuck, I see it.
Yeah, that's what you want, mate.
And I was like, oh no. So now I don't do much anymore because I'm like, what the fuck else gonna do?
Nah, just keep doing what you're doing. Mate.
Just make a little, few little changes. Don't have the same background as me. Don't have me in the background. That's probably a mistake.
No, do that. Okay. We have fucking Dana White candles.
We do. We have a Dana White.
We had a Rogan candle.
We've got it all.
Yeah.
Do you? Whatever you think's funny, do it.
Oh, that's all I kind of do, but yeah, I don't know. I'm worried about being a hack, so I'm like, oh, fuck, now I've got to figure out something else.
But everyone's going to call you a hack regardless. If you're not a hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm just trying. I wasn't trying to be you. I just didn't know what else to do. Like, I just like to have a rant. And
people say, oh, you're trying to be, to me, oh, you're trying to be Rogan. You're trying to be Jim Jefferies. You're trying to be this.
You get inspiration from everywhere. People, I'm trying to be the Batuta Advocate.
I know.
It's the same.
People are going to, and Batuta Advocate was trying to be the fucking.
The Onion or the Chaser or fucking.
Precisely.
There's always trying to be, like, Family Guy was trying to be The Simpsons or South Park was trying to be Family Guy. Like, you get inspiration from everywhere. Like,
Gabe's trying to be Lordy. It's the same thing.
It's like, the exact same.
Yeah, I don't know. I started out wanting to do skits because I can only film between like 9 and 1 a.m.
Yeah. Skits are hard because you have to like... If you have other people in the skits. Like when Louie and I started making videos, it was too hard to keep doing them because he's got shit on. He's got a real job, all that type of stuff.
You're trying to film at like 7 at night when you can get like a camera guy... 2 or 3 people that can be in it after you've had fucking 3 meetings to write a script. Like,
yeah, I look after the kids by myself to like 9 when the missus comes home. And then from there, that's when I can do it. And like, I can't do much else other than have a rant to a camera.
Do that.
If I fucking film everywhere else, everyone's like, shut the fuck up, dad. Like, you know, fucking. So I don't know what else to rant do, on. But I've been trying to. I uploaded one on Saturday night, fucking saying that Trout Lady's actually Clementine Ford.
that's gonna be blowback on me somehow.
He's only doing this because of Butterfields.
Put him up to it.
Not much because I've been trying to come up with something else for that reason. So I've been paranoid about doing videos because I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be.
Just find something in the news and talk about it, and try and upload every single one. Then the same day every week.
Yeah, I was doing that for a while, but yeah, like I said, I got paranoid.
You're gonna get paranoid. Just keep fucking doing it.
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to have you back on the show in a couple of weeks.
Awesome.
I want to hear about the special.
Because we've got to pump out some episodes before Bub and you go overseas.
Yes.
Well, my Bub's not going overseas, but
I'm taking it with me.
We have the child.
I'm taking the baby
goes overseas.
You'd be spewing out. You get up one morning, you're like, where the fuck's the baby? And I'm like...
You're up on the Golden Gate Bridge going, fuck yeah, baby. Right, ladies and gentlemen.
Just tell me when and I'll be here.
You brought the show on, so you can wrap it up for us.
Ladies and gentlemen, What do you say? Peace in the Middle East, me dick stinks. Toodaloo, au revoir, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye, see ya.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.